Hey, and welcome to Philo Dialogues. This is the place where we dive into the minds of entrepreneurs, creators, publishers, and innovative thinkers. Whether you're starting a business, exploring film marketing, or wanting to take to the next level, join me as we explore digital insights and tactics shaping the future together. Hey, today I'm really excited to welcome someone with over a decade of experience in commercial development and strategic growth across Europe. Javier is based in Madrid, working as COO at New Mall Media, where he's building the future of content commerce and brand performance. But today, we won't only talk about that, because you could say Javier is the male version of Hannah Montana, because when the workday is done, he switches heads and works as a social media manager for DJ Sound España. So yes, we can say that today we have a COO and a DJ in one person today. Welcome to Affiliate Dialogues. How are you today?
Hi, thank you very much, Hannah, for your time. And I'm so excited for this podcast.
Me too. I have really nice questions prepared, and I think we're going to start immediately into this. Affiliate marketing or DJing, which gives you more of an adrenaline rush?
Well, I mean, I think it's a difficult question, a tough question, because affiliate marketing has been my last 20 years life, where I have dedicated, let's say, my full time in general. And let's say my last, I've been a clubber for a long time. And right now that passion of being clubber has become, let's say, a new side work that I'm doing in my extra free time. And I'm dedicating to DJ Sound all my passion. And I used to go for festivals and either writing. So I'm trying to combine both worlds.
And next question is, which track best describes your work style?
Work hard, play hard, from Baby Geta.
Perfect. That's fitting very well. What's the last thing you Googled?
Any advertiser website from my daily business, understanding what kind of products or services they end up selling.
Okay. Now we're going to dive into your journey. As I already said, you've gone from like regional sales at Avon to leading commercial strategy across all the Americas. How did it all start for you?
Originally, I was formed in telecommunications and computing. So it's a different role from my current role. I've been always a salesman, let's say. My family, they used to say that I was always a salesman, always trying to find any way of upselling whatever and making money since I was a child. Maybe because of that, I did a switch during my career. So when I started in Ewing, formerly Xanox, back in 2007 in Madrid, on the technical sales team. And then in 2011, they offered me the possibility to start in the operations for them in Brazil, in São Paulo. I took it as a challenge, typical thing. So in my mind, I was having on mind, let's go to Brazil for 1-3 years, and then I will be back. Because they were having the Olympic Games, the World Cup, so Brazil was living a really amazing trend, and also the affiliate marketing was starting, so it was in the process of being created in the local market, and it took me 13 years that experience.
So, now you are back in Madrid.
Correct. I decided to go back to Madrid and I joined this project, New Mall Media. As COO, as operations director, and basically I'm putting, let's say, all my experience on the publisher side now on a business that is completely linked to the biggest media houses or the editorial websites from Spain, that they deliver. We deliver, let's say, through brand formats or brand and content articles. We deliver some campaigns similar to the affiliate marketing product.
What I also want to talk with you about, since you are now really back in the hotspot, and I already talked in my last podcast episode with Avon about the growth of affiliate marketing in Spain, especially, and like Madrid in particular has really like becoming a major hub for digital and affiliate marketing in Europe. And yeah, you are right in the middle of it, we can say, since you are based there again. And I want to know from you, like from the experience, or maybe also from the changes you've seen, what is what makes Madrid stand out compared to other markets?
In my opinion, comparing to Germany, for example, I think that what has made from Madrid, it's a city that has become really open. We are, let's say, switching that position that Barcelona used to have in general. So everyone was when they were thinking in Spain or moving to Spain or traveling to Spain, one of the first cities that they become of mind was Barcelona always, because they have the beach and everything. So they have really good things. But then I think that something that makes us different, it's that the people in Madrid or the mood in general, we are really open. At the end, Madrid is a city similar to São Paulo, the city that I lived when I moved to Brazil, to São Paulo. Are cities that they are not, let's say, just based off of locals. So they are cities that they have a huge number of people from other parts of Spain that they decided to move to a big city such as Madrid finding a let's say it was an opportunity in the different regions and the different industries.
Okay, nice. And I want to go back to your knowledge also, which you got all of from all your years living in Brazil and Latin America, because you have also hands-on experience in Mexico, Colombia, Chile, Argentina, and Peru. How would you define that between Spain and LATAM? Is there like anything important to mention?
First of all, I think that linking also some of the online facts together with the digitalization or the digital marketing, Madrid is the largest hub city that connects Europe with South America. So the largest amount of flights, of direct flights that we have linking any city from South America with Europe, it's Madrid. So just as an example, São Paulo, that is not a tourist city, has, I think, more than 5 direct flights connecting São Paulo with Madrid. That is really impressive, let's say, and probably no one knows. No. And are not flights for tourism, are flights for business. So this makes you an idea of how big is the connection between South America and specifically Madrid with that hub. And then Madrid also, because of that, so it has become a huge, for example, one of the biggest or the nicest neighbors, that is Barrio de Salamanca. It's becoming, it's been, let's say, renamed as a new part of Mexico. So because of a lot of Mexicans, they are moving to Madrid instead of Miami, that they used to travel to Miami, let's say, or they do relocations to Miami. They are starting to move a lot to Spain in all the different ranges. So from really people who really want to start a life from zero, let's say, and they become from Colombia, from Venezuela, from a lot of countries. And also, let's say, rich people, they just want to look for security and have a calm life without the violence and such kind of things that you can find, let's say, in other countries in LATAM. I think that because of, let's say, that hungry that they have for becoming better and improve better, things go far faster probably than in Europe. And I've seen, let's say, a more dynamic ecosystem, specifically on the affiliate marketing industry nowadays in countries such as Brazil, if I compare with the local market in Spain. So this is something really positive in comparison of the, there are a lot of other things that must be improved, let's say, in terms of freedom, but let's say are topics that we are not able, let's say, to take care of, but in the ones that we have, and either, for example, if I compare or if I switch to the music industry, So Brazil is also in an amazing trend of growth. Not only because of the DJs and the local, but either the crowd, the public is really well known, and you can find them anywhere in any festival worldwide. When you go, the Brazilians, they always become loud, and they are really from my I think this sense of a carnival the same thing that when we think on Brazilians we think on the carnival, so they try to bring this feeling of carnival during the whole year. So this is really a really good move.
Okay, I want to connect to this global mindset and these bridging markets, also connecting to what you're doing at New Mall Media. Maybe for anyone who doesn't know, what is brand performance?
So basically, the brand performance concept was born back in time for putting together two worlds that sometimes in the online marketing industry they look like opposite sides. One is the world of the awareness and branding, that is the brand then content, the original brand and content world. And we put it together with the one that I have worked for the last 16 years, that is the world of the performance. So driving results, the results-driven CPA, CPL actions, such kind of things. And from that conjunction of both worlds that they used to be splitted becomes this concept of the brand performance. That is basically applying or generating articles within the largest editorial websites of any different niches, generating all the writing on the articles is data driven for delivering traffic to the e-commerces from anyone who is upselling any product or service online, and we will be generating results for that advertisers. So this is the what we do basically. So generating articles and pure content on the largest websites, the internet, nowadays in the Spanish market, but we are expanding to other regions either, to the advertisers online, always focus on online. And we have been one of the most successful ways of positioning, for example, on the SEO results because of the authority and that the media houses or the, let's say, the big editorial sites, they have a huge authority on SEO speaking, so on the organic positioning from Google historically. And nowadays we are also living a big change on that is the now until 2, 3 years ago, everyone was just focused, let's say, on being positioned on Google, either on the SEO, either on the SEM, paid media or paid search or organic search. And with the introduction of the LLMs or of the IAs, that nowadays is known as geo positioning, the behavior of especially of all the new generations has changed a lot. Nowadays, the people, they don't start on Google, let's say any search or any navigation. Nowadays, someone start on Perplexity, on Gemini, on ChatGPT or whatever. So this is, let's say that we are in a process of new times are coming, but this is a reality from now. Some people, they keep seeing the IAs as something that is far future, but it's a full reality. And specifically, for example, for us here in New Mall Media, this is nowadays our biggest business in terms of the advertisers they are becoming, asking for positioning on the LLMs on the geo positioning, and we have developed several tools or original tools developed by ourselves in order to provide such kind of position, of new organic position, not anymore SEO, much more SEO.
Okay. And we can say, so spend your days during the day connecting brands with the right audience, like through performance.
That's the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, and then, as I already said, like on the weekends, you are also doing this kind of, but for
correct.
A different world.
That's correct. I connect people on my on my daily basis. I connect people to the advertiser brands.
Mm-hmm.
And on my extra time, free time or weekends, I connect people with some of their passions related to the music.
Yeah.
And I'm connecting them within my social medias in Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah.
The experience that they will have, for example, if they take part of a festival.
Yeah.
So this year I've been, thanks to DJ Sound, I've been in one of the largest festivals, such as CDC in Las Vegas, Coachella, Tomorrowland. I have a really long agenda for this summer. I will be for my first time in Tomorrowland, Belgium, that I'm really excited for that. And the main idea or the purpose of a digital magazine for electronic music nowadays is trying to show through the affiliates, through the social medias, how is the experience when you are on a festival from different point of views.
Yeah.
Not only sometimes on the backstage, on a really premium position, back of the DJ, and some others on the crowd.
Yeah.
For showing them both worlds that they and something that is affordable for anyone. Nowadays we are living. There is a huge number of clubbers, let's say, that they dedicate a lot of their earnings or their free time, vacations, holidays.
Yeah.
They combine, let's say, traveling to another country to another. For having such kind of experiences and combining to a vacation trip together with a festival, for example, or something like that.
Yeah, it also depends where you live, because especially for people who don't live in big cities, they always need to kind of plan more travel days than just a weekend or something. Is there any one last thing you want to mention?
I recommend everyone to start interacting with BIAS. Not just for asking, let's say, stupid things or generating a meme or such kind of viral things. There will be disruptors in a lot of daily jobs. There are a lot of people, let's say, that they are on difficult positions with the introduction of the ES. All the social medias, something that... That I another learn, let's say, with the introduction of the EAS is diversify. So if I need to give another tip, is avoid the dependence on a source, a traffic source such as Google.
Mm-hmm.
You have seen that either something as big as Google is right now in troubles. Let's say they have reconducted with Gemini and they are recovering, let's say, that position of leaderships.
Yeah.
But within the last 2-3 years, they have experienced how a lot of part of their reach has been switching to other tools, such as ChatGPT or whatever. And with the IA, you never... What you can, for example, learn today, it will be completely different in 6 months.
Yeah.
So you need to be on a constant learning every single day. So at the end, there is no one, let's say, a market leader forever. So always try to follow the new trends and be open to the change.
Okay. I think that's a really good advice, especially today. And I think if people think maybe the strategy which worked 2 years ago, it's probably not working anymore today or tomorrow. Javier, thank you so much for the interview. It was very, very nice. I really enjoyed it to get into your Hannah Montana world.
My pleasure.
It was very interesting. And I hope to see you soon, wherever that's gonna be.
Whatever you, maybe Malta, maybe in Germany, we don't know.
Ibiza, we don't know.
Maybe Ibiza. So my pleasure, Hannah, and we keep in contact for sure.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.